The World in Brief. World in Brief. Canada-America trade tensions rise. Iran threatens energy firms. Canada was set to impose new tariffs on around 700 American products, including steel, dairy, and home appliances. Donald Trump has warned of further levies in response. On Monday, he said he would bar Bombardier from selling its planes in America unless the Canadian manufacturer builds them there. The market is vital to Bombardier. Around half of the 5,100 aircraft operated by its customers are based in America. Iran promised to retaliate against American attacks, warning that energy companies have assets that remain sprawling, accessible, and exposed in the region. Escalating strikes between the two countries over the weekend pushed oil prices to a six-week high earlier on Monday. Iran's government intends to formalize a deal with Oman to control shipping through the Strait of Hormuz in the coming days. A large refinery belonging to Saudi Aramco, Saudi Arabia's national oil company, was attacked in Jizan, a city close to the border with Yemen. No group has claimed responsibility for the attack, but oil infrastructure in the city has been repeatedly targeted by the Houthis, militants backed by Iran. Since July, Houthi attacks have curtailed Saudi Aramco's attempts to reroute shipping from Jizan. Friedrich Merz, Germany's chancellor, said, "There will have to be consequences," after Alternative for Germany secured 44% of the vote in the eastern state of Saxony-Anhalt. The party's best-ever result puts it three seats short of the absolute majority needed to become the first far-right to lead any German state since the Second World War. Support for Mr. Merz's Christian Democrats collapsed. The European Commission revealed plans to invest €200 million, $232 million, in Greenland. The announcement followed a two-day visit by Ursula von der Leyen, the Commission's president, to the Danish territory, which Donald Trump claims should be controlled by America. Ms. von der Leyen said that European investments would chiefly be funneled towards critical minerals, renewables, and satellites. Aliko Dangote, Africa's richest man, unveiled plans to raise at least $1.6 billion by listing his Nigerian oil refinery on the country's stock exchange, in what would be Africa's biggest ever IPO. The offering, which opens on September 14th, values the business at $49 billion. Mr. Dangote hopes to attract millions of Africans as shareholders, setting the minimum investment at just 10 shares, or about $4. French wine production for 2026 is expected to be around 6% below last year's, and champagne production 48% lower, according to France's agriculture ministry. If correct, it would mean one of the country's smallest harvests in three decades. Unusually hot weather and drought have made many vintners' jobs harder, and vineyards are disappearing as consumers quaff less. Figure of the day, 25%, roughly how much less snow now falls, on average, in the greater Yellowstone area each winter than in the 1950s. Read how the American West's water is increasingly fought over. Keep up with the latest in American politics with the US in Brief, our daily newsletter.